Well, just what are your thoughts about it being official, I guess?
It's very humbling and honored, very honored to be selected to serve the students of the Commonwealth. I've said this in a couple of interviews, and I mean this sincerely. When someone tells you that they trust you with their child, that's the most humbling, it's the biggest compliment, it's the biggest responsibility that you could take on. So my goal as commissioner will be to make sure every single child is safe, they're loved, and they're well educated. So I'm thankful to the Senate, really appreciative of the vote today, and look forward to working with them as we move forward. The Senate and the House, the Kentucky Board of Education, and all the educators across our state.
What are some goals you have for your first day in office when July rolls around?
Well, there'll be some transition meetings between now and then. I'll have the opportunity to meet with the Kentucky Board, with the Kentucky Department of Education, and just see some of the things that they do from a day to day. How do they meet? How do they manage? How do they report to each other? Just trying to find out exactly how they work now, and then take that in, and then by July 1, have a good program for how I would like to manage the department also too. But don't forget, we've also got the Kentucky School for the Blind, Kentucky School for the Deaf, our ATCs. So we want to make sure that we serve all of our students across the, but also I serve as superintendent of those others. So I'm looking forward to those challenges too. So right off the bat, how do we manage the district, the department, and make sure that we are organizationally effective, and then moving forward from there. So from an organizational standpoint, that would be one of my first goals.
We heard a couple of mentions from senators today about your last full-time predecessor and how tense that relationship was at time. I mean, is there a cautionary tale that you take from that or lessons from that you hope to kind of implement in your tenure as commissioner?
I think the goal, I know the goal from me, I will be there to make sure that I love all kids. And as we go through is to make sure that I open up the lines of communication. I think that was one of the things that was very evident in the meeting today is to make sure that you talk with us. And I love that invitation. So as long as those lines of communication are open, I think we'll work well together, not only in the Senate, but also the House. But the very first thing that I've learned is make sure that those communication lines are open.
What do you see as the biggest issue in Kentucky education today, and how do you see your role in combating
that? Well, there's several issues. We could start off with if I could retire in about 8 years, which would make me the longest tenured commissioner, if I could do that, I would love to be able to walk out with an accountability system that means something more. And what I mean by that is something that impacts instruction day to day. So right now, when you get state testing data, it's dead data. You can't really do a whole lot with it unless you're going to change curriculum. But if you have something you can go through each day and have that as part of state accountability, that impacts instruction. But also, too, looking at things like profile of a learner. You know, what does the local community believe is important for students? What do they want from their high schools, their elementary schools, their middle schools, in order to say that these students are successful? And we've been part of empathy interviews and things like that where we've asked our community, what do you expect? And I've learned so much through that process over the past couple of years through the profile of a learner, profiles of a graduate. So if I could retire in 8 years with an accountability system that we all believe in, that hits academics, but also looks at soft skills, looks at everything from persistence to grit to collaboration to communication, I think that would be a great marriage. Now, I don't have all the answers, but you know, the Kentucky Board of Education and the Kentucky United We Learn Council has started with a lot of work like that.
The Senate Education Committee Chair made a comparison to Mark Pope.
If someone could arrange a picture of me and Mark Pope, I would appreciate it.
But I guess really the question there is, do you feel like Mark Pope, that a Kentuckian taking on this job, and that there's excitement about a Kentuckian taking on this job?
I watched the press conference from Mark Pope, and the thing that I saw was passion and a love for the uniform, a love for the program, a love for what's done in Kentucky. And I think if you looked at a lot of the press conferences and talked to people across their state, now that press conference was different, but if you talk to a great coach, they're going to have that same passion. If you followed me much at all, you're going to hear the phrase all in. And that's how I approach everything, is I give it my absolute best. I have a great team that's been around me in Lawrence County. And as I move into this role, just building a great team of KDE, which they have a lot of great people that work there already. But once you've been in as a Kentucky person and you're given this opportunity, when they first called me, I cried. because that's how much it meant to me. Because to say again that we trust you with our kids, there's no greater compliment. So again, I'm not sure I deserve to be compared with Mark Pope or any other coach at any of our universities, but it's great to know that they recognize passion.
And the in-state guy, do you think that boded well for you?
Well, as you look at the last three candidates, the final three, all three were in-state guys, and all were very strong leaders. Both are good friends of mine. I think that if you looked at what was there, just having someone that knows about SEEK formula, that knows about accountability, that knows our kids and knows our people, and has been throughout the state, I think that means a lot to people. And as a matter of fact, as long as I've been superintendent, you'd always hear, we need a Kentucky person, we need a Kentucky person. Well, here's our chance.
How do you feel about the confirmation process this year? This was the first
I think it was phenomenal. I think the confirmation process was phenomenal because you kind of lay the groundwork. This is the expectations of the Senate. This is who they're getting. Now, we didn't agree on everything, but, you know, they respected my opinion on a lot of items, and we were able to talk about it. Now, I'm not always going to agree with the Senate, but to have that open communication, that goes a long way. And so my goal was to make sure that every person in that body respects me, whether or not we agree or not. The same thing for in the House. Now, also the Kentucky Board of Education, if you talk to those folks, those people are just as passionate as I am about the students of Kentucky. So the process, I think, was great to be able to sit down and have that. I mean, let's face it, this is one of the most important positions in the state to take care of the public education system for our Commonwealth.
What's your message to parents as you move into this role, and you being basically the head of education in Kentucky?
My message to parents is thank you. I appreciate the support I've had in all the positions I've had before, but also thank you to the parents for sending your children to public education, sending your kids to be under our care. So any parent that's listening, first and foremost, thank you. And second of all, I'll do my best not to let you down. I want to make sure your child is safe. I want to make sure that they're well educated. And most importantly, I want to make sure that they're loved.
Anything you want to say to teachers who will be working under you and school administrators and people you haven't met yet, but they're there?
I think that as we look at this, I think everybody in this group, I think we could point to at least one teacher that, wow, they made such an impact on us to say this is where we are. Teaching is by far the most important job in this state, and it doesn't even come close. And the reason being is because you're able to shape, you're able to impact a child in such a way. For example, I had a teacher, his name is Frank Baldridge, who was my academic team coach. He gave me so many opportunities as being my coach. The first time I was on an airplane was with my academic team. The first time I saw flat ground, I was with my academic team. The first time I went to a movie theater, I was with Frank Baldridge. The first time I was on an escalator, I was with Frank Baldridge. The first Major League Baseball game I went to was with my academic team. So to all those teachers that are like Frank Baldridge, thank you for the opportunities that you give to our kids that they may not have just on a day-to-day basis. So I look forward to lightening the load, hopefully, and we need to work to see, okay, what are some things that our teachers need? I think CASA, the Kentucky Association of School Administrators, has done some great work with a coalition for sustaining our educational profession that says these are the things that teachers feel like we need to work on. And those are the things we need to address, is to make sure, one, we want you to go home and say how much you love this job, and we want you to be well compensated for it. Because, let's face it, if you're the most important job, we want to make sure that not only can you just live, but you can live a healthy life, a nice life, but also, too, enable you to be all in, if you will.
There's been a lot of conversation about the SEEK formula and the task force, maybe. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that from a superintendent point of view?
I think when you look at the SEEK formula, there are some, it's something that needs to be revisited. And I think one of the things we need to address is the gap between property-rich and property-poor districts. There are some mechanisms within that, for example, Tier 1, that takes care of some of those issues. And it may be just a matter of revisiting that part. Or it may be a part of, like, for example, you may have some districts that need more money in transportation. Does the formula really meet all those needs for transportation? Does it meet all the needs for each individual student as far as your per pupil assessments, or I'm sorry, your per pupil allocations? But also, too, when you look at some districts that may, for example, we have some districts that get around $800 per student for tier one, whereas other districts may only get $100 or $200. And that's because of the difference in property value. Is that enough? Because again, we want our students that are in our poorest areas to have access to the best teachers too. Not just, I mean, across the Commonwealth. So again, I think that we have great teachers in all geographic locations, but again, what opportunities are we missing but not addressing that gap?
I got one more. There's been a lot made about school choice, obviously. Do you think there's been too much made about school choice?
Well, in our district, we do school choice. Now, let me explain that. We have three elementary schools and three middle schools, and they're same names. You've got Blaine, Fallsburg, and Louisa. And we allow any student to go to any school that they want, as long as we don't have issues with cap size. Because I think a parent should be able to take their parent wherever they'd like. But the issue comes in is, how do you define school choice? Are you looking at public dollars, going to private institutions? And that's where the issue, where I would have some issues as far as public dollars to private institutions. Now, we know that the amendment's going to be on the ballot. And if it passes, it's going to be my job to make sure that that works also too. So again, you know, as we stand here, I would vote against the amendment. But if it passes, it will be my job to make sure it works out the best for public education, and I'll do my best to do that.